Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Just dawned on me, I'm going to see you at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. today.
It's a full day.
Yeah. We're going to be hanging out with Disney on Ice tonight in Coralville.
Yeah.
Working.
This is going to be so magical. I'm really looking forward to it.
There's a rule at Disney parks about you can dress in the spirit of a character, but you can't like bring a full-on costume in.
Right.
My plan tonight is to Olaf it up, but I think it's clear that I am not Olaf.
How so?
White pants. What's that face?
I don't know. Just, you're ready for what?
Or should I have brown pants for his stick legs?
If you're going to be Olaf, you got to have white pants.
It's just all white.
Okay, white pants.
Either a white Z, I've got a hoodie, and I also have just a long sleeve sweatshirt. And then in that merchandise bag, they sell those Olaf hats.
Yeah.
And I got my hands on one of those. So that's my plan for my outfit tonight.
You're going to cosplay.
What? Is that pure on cosplay?
Yeah. You're dressing like a snowman?
I felt cosplay was like, you need to look exactly like them. Uh-huh. I'm dressing in the spirit of.
You're in the spirit of.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not full.
Well, whatever helps you sleep
I'm not
tonight.
Full on playing.
I'm not playing. I'm not cosplaying.
I'm pseudo cosplaying, I think.
Cos adjacent.
Yes, I'm cos adjacent. That's it. I'm trending cosplay.
Okay.
But I'm not fully there.
All right.
Which leads me to my question.
Will I dress
Are you going to dress like a princess?
No. No, don't think I'll be
doing
that.
You didn't snag a Gowntown gown?
No.
Are you going to wear glass slippers?
No.
On ice? Bad idea.
Absolutely not. No, I am actually concerned about... We're going to welcome everybody tonight, and I'm very excited to do that. But it's Disney on ice.
I have to presume there's a red carpet or something.
I hope so.
We walk on.
I have so much anxiety about this right now, because can you imagine going out and saying, hi, everybody, I'm Claire from Z102.9. So happy you're here at Disney on Ice. And then biff it.
Just
and
all of a
fall.
Sudden.
Yes.
And then you hit your head.
Do you know how many times I have done celebrities on stage performing in Z sleeves? And then like the story is they fell.
And those are just stages.
How embarrassing. Yeah. And that was stages. This, like, I would have cause. It's ice. But it would be so embarrassing.
Oh, and but the stories we would tell the next morning. Do it for the show, Claire. Do it for the show.
Take the fall. I am so worried about falling.
Just walk like a little penguin.
Because then everybody else comes out there and they're super talented, right?
Well, yes.
They were born on ice, practically.
Yes.
And then they do their thing. They do this amazing show. And then, did you see Claire from Z102.9? She fell. It looked like it hurt pretty bad.
I'm pretty sure we're sitting in a section with all Z ticket winners. So you'll have support.
Yes.
You'll have sympathy.
I know. Wait, you're planning on me falling
at
too?
At this point, I'm planning on it. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
You put it out in the universe. So watch out.
Know. No, I'm hoping for, as you said, a red carpet or something. But I am.
Or maybe they give us like a special shoe overlay that's really, really grippy.
Ooh.
Right?
Or
spiked.
A walker.
Or a walker would be good.
I just need a walker, two tennis balls.
Just shuffle on out there.
And I'll be good.
Just shuffle on out there. We have time cues to hit. We're going to have to go fast.
You guys are going to want to adjust your time cues.
Guys, this show's going to go to midnight because we're not quite to where we need to be.
She's still on the ice.
Well, she's got to get off.
Well, send out Miguel from Coco. Send him out.
He'll skate around her.
How good is he?
What if you become a permanent fixture in like three acts?
Dude, I'm a theater major. I played trees. It's fine.
What's your motivation?
Survival. That's it. That's all.
I think in the Coco scene, like you should be one of his dead grandparents.
Oh,
right?
Easy. Done.
Easy. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be the one on the ice laying down on my back. Dead grandparent. Done.
Done. He crossed over the bridge because he wanted to say hi to dead Claire.
Just remember me.
That's perfect.
Well, you cosplay as a snowman.
Coco too, dead Claire.
I'll be dead grandparent from Coco.
Coco dos.
We've got our costumes.
Mierde, whatever it is. Claire. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night.
Your face will be an expression of horror because you're embarrassed. You'll probably be white, all the bloods. Yeah, this is great.
It wasn't the fall that killed me. It was the embarrassment.
It was the embarrassment. That's actually how it would go down.
Died by embarrassment. Oh. We're going to have a fun
night. On that note, tickets are still available for tonight. Disney on Ice, Extreme Arena in Coralville.
Come, place your bets. Will she stay upright the whole time? We'll see.
I'll be the bookie that game, by the way.
Eric will take all
I'll
bets.
Give you the odds.
I am going to stand tall just as I do every day while I give you Z-sleeves.
While sitting.
Sheesh. We have a mystery.
Yes?
Where the heck is Kelly Clarkson?
Thank you. This came up in my house, too.
Okay. Yeah, you've noticed she hasn't been hosting the Kelly Clarkson show?
Correct.
Kind of odd that there's been a slew of celebrities and nobody's saying anything about where Kelly is. So we'll examine that mystery and any clues we have to go off of in Z Sleaze. And you would think if you were a pop star in the 90s in a successful group that you would be good.
You'd be set.
Set for life.
Living off those royalties, right? That was the heyday of music videos.
Yeah.
You'd be great.
Oh, yeah. And there's all still like today, there's all those 90s tours.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Working the cruise ships.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of opportunity. Well, revelation from Don Robinson from En Vogue.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it. Living in her car.
She is?
According to Don, we'll break it down in Z Sleaze as to why.
Wow.
And I can't believe this is a real problem, but we need to spread the word. Be very careful before you put eye drops in your eye.
I don't use them very often, but what is the problem?
Well, the problem is there's been a number of an increase in the number of visits to the emergency room after somebody thinks they're putting eye drops in their eye, but they accidentally grab fingernail glue.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gluing their eyes.
Oh,
shut.
Don't do that. No, ow.
I know.
I'm imagining. I don't like it. My eyes are closed.
You're going for like a relief, you know,
yes.
a nice soothing something in your eye, and you get them glued shut instead. Terrible. But there is a brand. It's called Kiss, and it sells a tiny bottle of nail glue. But unfortunately, they brand it looking like
eye drops.
Eye drops. It's got kind of that dropper.
Well, when you are selling those products, right, you have to think of like the bottle.
Yeah.
And it's probably cheaper to buy eye drop bottles for that. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe.
It's all in the supply chain.
And the, you know, viscosity or whatever of.
It works good for their product.
The product, that's how.
You've got to change the cap color or something.
A lot of
that
color changes.
That scares me.
Yeah, because doctors or healthcare workers are warning people, check the bottle before you put it in your eye.
I can imagine.
Just because the number of people, it's been on the rise. So,
but isn't part of the problem, you check the bottle, what do you got to check it with? The eyes. The eyes that aren't working that you're putting eye drops in.
It's just a vicious
this
circle.
This is not going to work.
Oh, we got to break the cycle.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, check me on this, because I am not a frequent pharmacy goer.
Okay.
But yesterday I needed to pick up a prescription and it was for my back, and my back is not so good right now, so I didn't want to walk in. I wanted to use the drive-thru.
Oh, I thought you were going to come in a wheelchair or one of those hover rounds.
No, I have thought.
Claire on a rascal.
I have thought about this. No, but I was like, I'll just go through the drive-thru, right? However, I think there needs to be a little maybe reminder in etiquette, because the thing with a drive-through is sometimes the communication isn't the easiest, right? There's either like a speaker box you got to speak into to communicate, or like it's a window and you got to reach.
Right.
There's some
it's
sort
not
of
convenient.
Plexiglass or something. Yeah, exactly. To the person behind me who is blasting loud music with all the windows down. Love the song selection. super rocking. However, it makes it extremely difficult to speak to the pharmacist while picking up your medication. It's not, I can't turn down my music. It's not my music.
I'm sorry, what? What's your name again?
Claire!
Is that Jerry?
No, it's not Jerry, it's Clary! I mean, Claire, damn it! I'm trying to communicate. It is so loud behind me. I'm like, is this... I just assume.
Feel you're being pranked?
A lot of times at a pharmacy, it's like a little old lady or a little
old man. Nope.
Rock it out. But I just thought, gosh, kind of rude.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you.
There's nothing you can do about it. You could get out of your car and ask them to turn it down, and then you're that person.
I don't want to.
That's not going to work.
I'm non-confrontational.
Yeah. You could have left the scene, I guess, and come back and got behind that person and then turn your music up even louder.
Pause on getting my order.
I'll be back.
I'll be right back. I'm going to let you deal with this person. No, that's not my music.
That's no fun.
I know.
And also knowing, like, you're trying to help something that hurts in your body, and you got to deal with that at the same time.
I'm just
that
stinks. Annoyed.
Okay, it's either a hack of the system or it's a glitch. Let's work our way into the Hy-Vee self-checkout machine.
Ah, yes.
They provide you a variety of them. Some are card only. Some take and dispense cash. At the one I was at, it takes and dispenses cash. And I've been running a little light in the wallet lately. So I'm like, it's also now my bank, right?
Dancing Eric Hansen's first official bank.
First National Hy-Vee. So I'm like, I don't know, $50. I actually entered 55.
You thought it could give you 55?
Well, let me walk you through the scenario. Okay. After I bought broccoli, Benadryl, French bread, and one other thing for dinner. It gives you the...
You eat Benadryl for dinner? No, I'm just kidding.
It was great. I slept like a baby.
It's about how you prepare it.
You just have to powder it on top. It's like a seasoning. You add Benadryl to taste. Should have been a separate purchase. Anyway, I pay, and I'm like, I'm waiting for the screen to see how much cash do you want. And it dispenses in five.
It does.
Because most places are denominations of 20s.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say, you were asking very specific questions.
I think I'll get $55. So I enter 5, 5, enter. And would you like to know exactly how much I got from that machine?
I hope.
I got 55 cents.
Oh, no!
I got two quarters and a nickel.
Wait.
55 cents.
This is on you. This is on you.
This is on me because this is the glitch, or it's a hack. If, by the way, you need a machine that can give you exact change and you're still paying by card, I found it.
Gotta watch where that decimal point is.
If for some reason you need 78 cents, pay with a card and then go to the cash option and say you want 78 cents back. Most machines take it as a whole number. And don't worry about the decimal. And that's what I presumed. I entered 55 and then I hit the zero and I'm like, oh no, it's, and I did. It counted out 55 cents.
Well, so, you can get half a pop now.
Half a candy bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, prices have gone up.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
6:31 now with the morning scramble. Cedar Rapids converting a one-way to a two-way next week. Coe Road Northeast will be restriped to two-way traffic next Monday and Tuesday. That runs from A Avenue Northeast to Center Point Road Northeast. Mm-hmm. The project will also add a northbound bike lane to the east side of Coe Road. Dates were picked specifically because Coe's on spring break. So that makes timing a lot easier.
I find, though, it's hard to transition. Like, I still in downtown Cedar Rapids have, I'm like, I don't know. I know I can turn here, but it feels wrong.
The grid system in the heart of downtown, I feel great that they're now all two ways.
Yes.
There are still a couple in that Oakland Road kind of that parallels this area.
Yes.
Where it goes from a 2 to a 1. And every once in a while, you catch somebody in like a left lane, like you can't go forward.
Nope.
And everybody's honking and they're not paying attention. It's a little scary. So it's going to take a little adjustment. But while we're in the parade on Monday, Somewhere else in Cedar Rapids, a street crew is restriping Coe Road. Let's move on to this. So they have a lottery rolled out, something called Quick Pick Powerball and Mega Million tickets at checkout lanes at Fairway stores yesterday. So this is how I understand this. My Fairway in Washington, you had one lane that you could buy lottery tickets, because if I recall, they didn't really have a customer service.
No.
All Hy-Vees, you just go to the customer service desk.
But there is one, like the express lane,
right,
where it's like a little heavier.
I think what they're saying in this story is you can now get them at certain fairways at all lanes.
Oh.
And this is revolutionary, because most grocery stores don't sell you a lottery ticket while you're also buying your milk.
Nope.
So the plan right now is they got the technology to work with, I guess, the kiosks and how people were checking out and how you're getting the person helping you to check out. And then they could quickly sell you a Quick Pick ticket. You probably can't stand there and pick your numbers, but they could hit a button and spit one out for you, right?
Yeah.
Then that's on your grocery bill. And then you're off and then watching the TV that night, hoping you become a millionaire.
Wow.
So that's what's happening with Fairway. They have a lottery. The next step is they're just saying other grocery stores. In our state, that's got to be Hy-Vee, right?
Got it.
So we'll keep an eye on that story and see if buying lottery tickets in the state of Iowa just by way of regular checkout might be a thing of the future very soon in Iowa. So there was the debut of a documentary last night. It's called the Columbia River Canoe Project, and it made its debut in the Quad Cities, which is the perfect location. The Navarro Canoe Company, based out of Rock Island, Illinois, hand carves custom canoes. That's their business model. They made a 17-foot canoe out of cherry wood fiberglass and Kevlar, that's bulletproof material, for two cousins from Montana who had this idea to paddle the entire length of the Columbia River. So using your U.S. geography skills, picture Montana.
Thank you.
And the Columbia River spans Montana, Idaho, the states of Oregon and Washington, and you end up in the Pacific Ocean. So over the course of 52 days and 1,300 miles with a camera crew, these guys filmed their entire journey on the Columbia in a canoe built in Rock Island.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Documentary just debuted yesterday, last night in the Quad Cities. They're going to run it Wednesdays at that new movie house by those brothers who kind of made it big in Hollywood, that Last Picture Show.
Yeah.
So you can check those out every Wednesday night through April 16th in Davenport.
Question.
Yeah.
The bulletproof material,
yeah,
is that to protect them from?
I have to guess bears with guns.
Yikes.
Claire, it's dangerous on the Columbia.
I'm an outdoors woman, so I don't know what kind of threats the Columbia presents.
I don't know either, but I don't think it's the fish, and I don't think it's deer.
But it's probably bears.
I think it's bears with guns, because you know we all have the right to bear arms.
Get out of here.
You put it on a tee.
You get out of here.
And I took three swings, and I missed it, and then I hit it.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Bit of a mystery, as Kelly Clarkson is missing in action. Kelly Clarkson hasn't hosted the Kelly Clarkson Show since March 5th, and there's been no word from her or her people as to where Kelly is. It kind of just sporadically happened. Shimulu was supposed to be the guest.
I saw that one.
And he ended up hosting the show. He's
yes.
like, Kelly wasn't able to make it today. We're sending her our very best. I did not know that I was doing this until 5 minutes ago when I arrived to promote his new movie, Last Breath. And here he is, not going to back down from a challenge, he said.
And then yesterday I came home and Willie Geist
from
MSNBC and NBC was on, because they are in the same building.
Yeah. And it's been just kind of a steady stream of, you know, celebrities that have come on, filled that role for Kelly. Even had Smokey Robinson come and do a little Kelly-okey for them as well, because that's such a huge part of the show. The weird thing is that there's no word on where she is. So TMZ did a little sleuthing and spoke to sources with direct knowledge of the situation, saying that Kelly is fine. Physically, everything's okay. Health-wise, everything's okay. But she is dealing with a personal matter that does not directly involve her.
So thoughts could be a death in the family.
Could be.
Sick kid.
Sick kids.
That's the Michael Strahan issue.
Yep.
Right? When I noticed it yesterday, Shannon and I, our first thought was something's back up again with her ex-husband.
That's another.
Some sort of legal crap and she's like, they're just having it out or something.
He's doing something.
Yeah.
Don't know. Supposedly, she's supposed to be back on air today. We'll see if she addresses the absence or not.
She has to, right?
You
a little bit. Acknowledge it.
It's been enough that's like, what's going on here? You would think after spending much of the 90s at the top of the charts with a number of different songs, En Vogue members would be doing great. My Lovin', Never Gonna Get It, Free Your Mind. Great songs.
I love Never Gonna Get It. En Vogue.
I think that they could eat. I believe they were part of the 90s tour that was going around, you know, a couple of different.
I think they played McGrath once.
Yeah.
And there's this new trend right now are these 90s cruises.
Yes.
Which are huge.
Yeah. So you have the ability, the opportunity to keep working, keep making some cash. But for the past 3 years, apparently, singer Dawn Robinson has been living in her car. She posted a video on YouTube explaining because she doesn't see it as a bad thing.
You guys, for the past almost 3 years, I have been living in my car. Ah! I said it. Oh, my God. It's out. I've been living in my car. Would I have an apartment right now if I had a choice? I would. Just so you guys know, I have a gym membership and I shower there. This is not like, oh, my God, poor Dawn. She's living in her car and it's terrible. Oh, what was me? It's not that. I'm learning about who I am. I'm learning myself as a person, as a woman. If you would have said to me while I was in En Vogue, you're going to be living in your car one day, I'd be like, huh? No, I'm always going to have an apartment. I can't live in my car. We say that we can't do certain things before you even know we're capable.
I appreciate the let's be strong about this, but isn't the message you should not live in your car?
I am confused by what the message is. She explained that she was living with her mom in Las Vegas back in 2020, but the situation between the two of them got a little tense. So her manager convinced her to move back to LA, and the manager put her up in a hotel until she could find a suitable living arrangement. But 8 months later, she couldn't find the right place. So she started researching car life. And
I mean, if you want to go full nomad land, great movie, by the way.
Yes.
Do that.
Yeah.
Work, you know, seasonally for Amazon and then go explore the countryside, then come back and work. That's the plot of the movie.
Right.
Or come to live somewhere where the cost of living is low, perhaps Cedar Rapids, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think this is healthy for you.
I don't know, but she's taking this time to heal, grow, forgive, all good things, but.
Where are you getting mail? Are you still getting royalty checks from your En Vogue music? Right?
Don't know.
Do you have a bank account?
I'd hope so.
This is crazy.
I know. Hopefully she's able to.
If
heal,
we
grow hey, and
if
find
you take
a different
anything
situation.
Away from that story, save money.
Yeah.
Always have a little bit of an emergency fund.
You think that things are great now, just rainy day fund. Okay. When a celebrity has to go out and promote a project, they have to come up with these fun, funny stories. And Joel McHale has a new show called Animal Control. And he was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week. So, of course, you know, if I'm doing a show called Animal Control, I should probably tell a story about animals. And he chose to tell a story about his pet rabbits.
But our one rabbit, at one point, they were battling each other. We noticed, we took him to the vet, and he's like, yeah, this one rabbit has eaten the testicles off the other. And I was like, that is quite the fight. And and we said, well, why would he eat the testicles of the other rabbit? And he goes, well, just in case a female rabbit shows up. And I was like, we don't have any female rabbits. And he was like, tell the bunnies that. They don't.
Well, you're on kind of the perfect show now, it turns out, for this kind of behavior, huh?
Animal control, that is called a transition.
Yeah, and, is what happened to your rabbit.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of wow right there.
That's, these are facts that you did not know about rabbits. Thank you for that. Apparently, that's nature.
That is nature.
A rabbit's, instincts will take over. It's just that I don't know if that was the rabbit information I needed for this Easter season.
If you're giving rabbits, only give one. I think that's what I took away.
Yes.
Never have more than one rabbit and don't have a male and female.
No.
I think your safest call is have two females. If you have more than one rabbit, two females.
Two females is the only
situation. That's the only situation where you don't get too many rabbits or rabbits eating other rabbits.
That is sound advice, and that is what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Case submitted to the law offices of Scramble and Scramble, which you can always do. By the way, we are now accepting all new cases.
Accepting new cases.
Scramble at KZIA.com. We were submitted anonymously from a listener who has an issue. They were noticing some drama on their Facebook page. They have a coworker who has a six-month-old baby, and this anonymous is friends with both husband and wife. And wife posted one of those vague book posts of baby has a rash, not sure what's going on here. But come to find out, the child was having a reaction to a new outfit that was bought but wasn't washed before putting it on the baby. So the services of Scramble and Scramble, do you wash things for the baby that you purchase before you put them on the baby?
That is our submitted case question.
Anonymous says they are a yes, always.
I'm on that side, man.
You are with Anonymous?
The guy that doesn't have kids in this room knows better than the rest of the internet. Of course, you always pre-wash clothes from baby to whomever is coming in the house.
Okay.
I mean, think about just the facts that baby skin is being exposed to an environment for the first time, right? It's a weird world out there. You've been cozy for 9 months in your little house. Now you're out in the big world. And there are very specific formulated soaps and detergents that are made for that very fragile and gentle baby skin.
Boy, you've been marketed to.
I know about them. I just have never had to buy them before.
Hmm.
So it is a no-brainer that no matter what has been given to you at your baby shower or if you've purchased it yourself, or if it's even a hand-me-down, you must wash ahead of time. Consider specifically new clothes. It came from somewhere else, right? So it's in a textile mill, and then it's fabricated somewhere, and then it's packaged, then it's in a warehouse, then it is put out in a store where it's probably touched by a bunch of people, then it's eventually purchased by your friend, then it's wrapped up in cute wrapping paper, then it's given to you at a party where you're sniffing diapers because that's a fun game. And then that goes into the new baby's room, which looks lovely because it has a lovely animal motif. But you've got a little bit of time. The thing's not out of the oven yet. Wash the baby clothes, man. You want that piece of clothing touching your baby's. It's the first thing the baby's going to come in contact with. It's so special for them. It's a special moment. You want the best for your baby. Always wash new baby clothes. Period.
Are you done?
Period. Set.
Okay.
That's period.
I'm going to say this baby is 6 months old. These parents have been in the thick of it for some time. It is not easy to be a new parent. So I'm going to defend the new parents. There's a lot of pressure on these poor people to come up with the cutest photos of the baby. And sometimes a cute outfit just isn't going to wash well. It's just not. So you might just put it on the baby without washing it, especially if it's just for a couple of pictures. I defend these parents. And I also, Your Honor, I would like to object to the photograph that has been used for Jury in a Hurry on the Z102.9 Facebook page asking this question to the Scrambillion audience.
What's wrong with the picture?
There is a picture of a cotton onesie. Of course, a cotton onesie is going to wash up just fine. I'm not worried about cotton onesies.
Are you thinking like a baptismal dress?
Yeah, talking about fancy stuff. It's the fancy stuff that nobody's talking about. Nobody's worried about. These are the ones that matter the most, though, because that's the ones that you have to put on the kid for the special photos and the special events in their life, like a baptism photo. Like a lot of parents, they do a month-by-month picture of their baby. if it's a 6 month photo and you have to have the cutest little outfit on.
Maybe you want to add the word Easter to your arguments.
Easter? Sure. There's always going to be, I'm thinking this is probably a little baby girl and there's probably some really cute dress that, how would I even begin to wash this thing because it's so frilly? You can't judge them unless you've been in that situation. These parents are tired. They don't have time. They are 6 months into the biggest shakeup of their lives. No, you don't always wash it first. Case closed.
All right. Clearly, we're on opposite ends of this argument. If it comes to new baby clothes, yes, always wash them before it goes on the baby. That's my side.
I am defending these parents. I say no. Don't worry about it. We will wash them some other time. They'll get washed eventually.
We'll get there.
We'll get washed eventually.
What rash? Don't worry about it.
We don't have time all the time, okay?
Okay, those are the arguments. Do you wash new baby clothes? If you call in and say yes, you're voting for Dance and Eric Hansen. If you call in and say no,
you're voting for these poor parents and me.
You're voting for Rashy over there. All right, phone lines are open at 200-1029. Whose side are you on?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Z102.9, just shy of 8 o'clock with the morning scramble. Weather's brought to you by Unity Point Health, St. Luke's Hospital, ranked Iowa's number one hospital by Newsweek. Keeping an eye on a weather system coming through tomorrow late afternoon. Today's great, sunny and 70. 80, sunny, breezy. It's thunderstorms, wind, hail, strong winds, tornado. Like, we don't quite know what's been packed in the wallop tomorrow. We do know a window, 1 to 1. That's a wind advisory, 1 p to 1 a from Friday to Saturday morning. And we know like 5 to 11 p.m. That's probably when our area is going to see it. It's just, what are we going to see? It's a wait and see. So we'll get a little bit more accurate on that weather forecast coming up tomorrow. 38 right now with the morning scramble. Okay, very quick recap before we go to the phone calls. We do have a clear winner in the room, but from listeners submitted at scramblekzia.com, this was an argument that popped up on their Facebook page.
Yeah, anonymously submitted to us, but they noticed that they had a coworker who posted a picture of a rash that their baby got, and then come to find out they hadn't washed the clothes to put on the baby. And Anonymous says, I would always wash the clothes before I put them on the baby. Is everybody on the same page?
I am. That was my argument. I agree. You always wash new baby clothes before they go on the baby. You are on the opposite side.
I defended these poor parents that have a brand new baby. They're tired. They don't have time to wash the clothes every time.
Let's find out who won. Okay, jury in a hurry. Baby clothes. Do you wash them before you put them on? Yes or no?
Yes, every time.
Every time, Claire. Okay. Every time. Okay. Jury in a hurry. New baby clothes. Do they run a cycle in the washing machine first? Yes or no?
No.
No!
Yeah!
Out of
Thank
the gate,
friend.
Claire. Hi, jury in a hurry. We're talking baby clothes. You need to wash them first before they go on the baby.
Yes, you do. And I would say for those frilly outfits, that's why they have a delicate cycle.
It's wash them on the delicates, right? It's use the buttons on the washing machine.
Kid's going to be in it for such a small amount of time. It sounds like
jury
work.
In a hurry, washing new baby clothes. A requirement before it goes on baby? Yes or no?
No.
No! Whoa, remain tied, Claire.
This is a nice, even argument.
Hi, it's Jerry in a hurry. The question from a listener, do you wash new baby clothes before you put them on the baby? Yes or no?
Absolutely. Just like you would any other clothes that you buy.
Thank you. It is. It's for all clothes. That is a house rule.
I was hoping you would
say
absolutely not.
No, it's an absolute.
Dang it.
Hi, Jerry in a hurry. Do you wash new baby clothes before they go on the baby? Yes or no?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Little run.
42. 42. Okay, let's go back to the telephones. Jury in a hurry, new baby clothes. Do you wash them before you put them on the baby? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. I think that's an actual baby calling, letting us know to wash clothes.
Baby's voting now? No.
What do we have, 5-2 right now?
Your star witness is a baby?
Sure is, and it's helping. Jury in a hurry, do you wash new baby clothes before you put them on the baby? Yes or no?
You always wash the clothes.
Always.
I don't know. Always. Sometimes.
This argument, I've heard more always on the phone lines than I have in a long time. 6-2. We only need one more.
You need one more.
I need one more.
I need several.
Jerry, in a hurry, new baby clothes. Do you always wash them before they go on the baby? Yes or no?
Nah, right? Nah.
Wash them clothes.
clothes.
Wash them clothes. Two babies vote for me.
From the mouth of babes.
From the mouth of babes to the victory circle.
I guess I have to take this one.
I will now accept this baby trophy in honor of winning Jury to Hurry.
Sorry, new parents.
You got to clean the clothes, man.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.